Good morning. This proceeding of the investigative committee is called to order this day, Tuesday, May 6, 2025, at 9:01 a.m. at 1740 West Adams, Phoenix, Arizona, 85007, Boardroom B. This proceeding is being recorded, so I ask everyone who will be interviewed to speak loudly, clearly, and one speaker at a time. If there is anyone that has not signed in to speak, please speak with the board staff to do so. My name is Justin McCormick, and I'm the chairperson for today's meeting. Will the other members of the committee please identify themselves for the record?
Dr. Stan Rubin.
Dr. Irene Brady.
Gordon Bennett.
Our Assistant Attorney General is Mark Harris. For those of you who are attending for the first time, this investigative committee is an advisory committee to the Arizona State Veterinary Medical Examining Board. The purpose of this committee is to review complaints submitted on licensed veterinarians in the state. The committee reviews and discusses the facts presented and whether the facts possibly sustain a violation of the Practice Act or any rules or regulations of veterinary practice as outlined in law by the state. The committee will make recommendations pursuant to ARS 322237B to the Board of Veterinary Examiners for disposition of these complaints. This is not a court of law, and the proceedings are conducted by the chairperson according to the directives of the department and the Attorney General's office. Witness and expert input, if any, will be in executive session only. Once the session has returned to open meeting, no further input will be accepted. However, if new information should arise, the committee may again go into executive session to hear new information only. Please bear with us today. There's quite a few cases, and we're trying to accommodate everyone's schedule. But as of right now, the order of cases, we're going to start with 2484, then go to 2583. ...2488 will be the third case, 2572, 2574, 2582, 2486, 2585, and 2598, 2581... 2580, and we'll conclude with 2487. So for case 2584, complainant Frankie Shears, respondent Dr. Christine Seams. On December 16, 2024, Vanilla, a 15-year-old female Chihuahua mix, was presented to respondent's premises for coughing and dyspnea. Respondent evaluated the dog. She spoke with the complainant, who advised she had financial constraints and would likely need to take the dog home. Respondent stated that she would reassess the dog and provide an estimate of the recommended diagnostics and treatments. Respondent performed an AFAS that revealed fluid-filled and cavitated splenic mass. An abdominocentesis was performed, which visually appeared to be frank blood. The sample was kept for possible further testing. Respondent shared her findings with complainant and potential for hemangiosarcoma versus a hematoma. Surgery is recommended and humane euthanasia was also offered. Complainant elected to take the dog home. On December 19, 2024, after receiving information, the complainant called with concerns. Respondent returned the call. Complainant was upset. The respondent did not run diagnostics on the effusion and was threatening towards respondent. According to complainant, respondent did not advise her that she aspirated fluid from the dog's belly with a needle. This left a bruise on the dog's abdomen, which became worse. Pictures were sent to the respondent's premises for evaluation. I move that we go into executive session to hear testimony, review and discuss confidential information, obtain legal advice if necessary. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Can we start with the complainant, please?
Yep.